This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Baccaria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BaccariaSoloists.com. Getting started in the noon hour with the New York Philharmonic and conductor Leonard Bernstein, and a little dash of music by Edvard Grieg, his second Norwegian dance, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Keeping music going as we enter the afternoon time, and in this noon hour, we've got for you Pablo de Sarasate's Gypsy Airs for cello and piano, for piano and orchestra, symphonic variations from an English composer by the name of Arthur Somerville called Normandy, all just ahead. Before we continue, I want to say a big thank you to those of you who made your pledge of support for classical music during Destiny's program. I'm sorry I don't have your names in front of me right at the moment, but you know who you are. And everything that you do to support KPR is what makes all of this happen. You can pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Now, the Hive Drive, as we're calling it, we're setting aside for just a little while. We'll be focusing just on the music this afternoon because that's what we want to focus on. But there's no time of the day and no time of the year where we won't take your pledge. Keep it in the back of your mind that we rely on you as we enjoy classical music this afternoon. So we just got done in Destiny's program listening to Dvorak's Serenade for Winds. More music from Dvorak right now. And something that he wrote famously during his time here in the United States in the late 19th century. He spent time around New York as well as in Iowa visiting what was at that time a vibrant community of Czech immigrants. For them, he wrote the following suite for strings, his American suite, with Dmitry Oblonsky leading the Russian Philharmonic on KPR. More this afternoon from the great Antonin Dvorak and his American Suite from 1894, played by the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitry Oblonsky, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:28, almost 12:30 now, and in the second half of the hour, stay with us for Arthur Somerville's Normandy Variations. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Baccaria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, on Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BaccariaSoloists.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Mass Street Fish House for providing lunch during our membership drive. Mass Street Fish House, neighborhood oyster bar located at 719 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Now, as I said at the outset, we're putting the fun drive a little bit in the background this afternoon and just enjoying the music. That is, after all, the reason that we're all here. But just before I continue, I want to say a quick thanks to some folks who pledged during Morning Classical Music with Destiny. Thank you to Travis Mellinger of Olathe, a trio of anonymous members from Lenexa, Neodesha, and Shawnee, Thomas Gross of Auburn, and Sandra Beverly of Lawrence. Thanks so much to all of you for your pledges of support. Even though we're just enjoying the music this afternoon, don't forget that your support is crucial, and you can make your pledge anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. There. With that out of the way, we'll have along cellist Emilio Colin and Sung Hu Moon on piano for Pablo de Sarasate's Zigeuner Weisse, or Gypsy Airs. Pablo de Sarasate and his Zeguenovaisa, or Gypsy Airs. There, played in a version for cello and piano by Emilio Colon and Sung Hoon Moon on piano, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where there is about 20 minutes until our next NPR news update. Before we continue, just a brief digression. A few minutes ago, when I was thanking folks who pledged during Morning Classical Music with Destiny, I did forget to mention to say thank you to Bill and Carol Lay of Miriam, Kansas. So sorry about that, and thanks so much for your pledge. Here on the KU campus, it's 55 degrees with cloudy skies. We have a 40% chance of some showers this afternoon. It'll warm up to about 60. 90% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms, which could bring heavy rainfall for this evening, lows in the mid-50s. Looks like we have rain in the forecast clear through the weekend. Pianist Martin Roscoe and the BBC Scottish Symphony, under conductor Martin Brabbins, they've got our next piece, composed in 1912 and based off of folk music taken from the north of France. From English composer Arthur Somerville, we'll hear the symphonic variations of Normandy on KPR. A suite for piano and orchestra composed in 1912. Symphonic variations on folk themes taken in the north of France. We heard Normandy by composer Arthur Somerville, played by the BBC Scottish Symphony, pianist Martin Roscoe and conductor Martin Brabbins, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1 o'clock now, and stay tuned for NPR News. The next hour of classical music has many fun surprises. We've got for you Stravinsky's Norwegian Moods, as well as a wonderful Spanish piano trio, the music of Granados, still to come. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.